Now, speaking of Bali, it is one of our most favourite holiday destinations here in Australia. And we learned today that going on a family holiday often leads to divorce. Researchers at the University of Washington say the number of people filing for divorce in the USA spikes after the summer holidays. They say it's because holidays can expose problems in marriage. The trend exists in Australia too. Relationship experts say many married couples in Australia separate either just before or after the Christmas holiday period. Dr. Karen Phillip is a counsellor and relationship expert. She's on the line. G'day, Doc.
Hi, Ben.
I thought holidays were supposed to be fun.
Well, yes, they're certainly supposed to be, but unfortunately they don't always end up that way. But look, the report, although interesting, is very similar to here in Australia. The thing is that if the relationship is already struggling and in trouble, then certainly a holiday can tip it over the line. You know, we have so much pressure planning a holiday that we have the financial stress. We have couples that perhaps don't listen to each other and they, you know, one person wants to go one place, another person wants to go another, and then during the holiday it can be stressful as well. So all of these things can add to an already strained relationship, if you like.
That's the thing. Holidays sound relaxing, but when you think about it, you've got a lot of planning going on, extra costs involved, and many times family members who are staying at your place, it can make for a stressful time.
Look, it certainly can, and one of the biggest peaks that we have in Australia is around Christmas time. Just before Christmas, 2 weeks before, or a week or so after. That's when our biggest peak of the year is. And that's because it doesn't necessarily mean a holiday, but it certainly is holiday time. And that's when we usually start to sit back and relax. And if we're unhappy, if we're in a stressful situation or a stressful relationship, it's like, well, you know what, do I really want to be here? I've now stopped work, even if it's for a few weeks, and we only sometimes get to really reflect and look at what's going on in our life when we do stop. And it's the same with holidays. We actually, you know, we don't have to get up at 6 a.m. We don't have to rush around like crazy people, get the kids to sport, prepare dinner, turn up to meetings. When we actually take the time to stop, we can then look at where we are, what our situation is, and exactly how we feel. And that's when we often get that spike.
Well, good advice. We'll all keep this in mind just before we go on our next holiday. Doctor, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Dr. Karen Phillip, counsellor and relationship expert. So the statistics back all of this up, you're more likely to be divorced or ask for a divorce or have your spouse request a divorce after going on a nice holiday that maybe wasn't the nicest holiday for them.